what can you come up with off of that picture? Said the chick took the picture and sent it to his wife. I need a believable lie.
there is no believable lie at this
there
point.
There is nothing right
Shout
there.
Shout out A Mecca. Yeah, I forgot to turn the mics on. We up and running now. which means none of what we said earlier is on the mic, so don't repeat it.
All good.
Yeah, none of that needs to be repeated. Oh, let me share this shit. Can you please share the show, sir?
Chief Cornerstone.
No. Hey, Nate, we're starting the show. Can you share the show?
Yeah, I gotta find the show.
No, you're not even looking for the show. you doing
other
fuck shit with the fuck friends.
Yeah, I legit have no notification. It usually shows me.
Scroll down.
I'm scrolling.
No, scroll up then. Scroll up. I'm sorry, scroll up.
I was at the top.
Scroll up. And
I pulled it. Yeah, I refreshed it.
Refresh.
Nada.
Refresh. The show. Why your refresh don't refresh?
They go to circle.
It's your refresh don't be refreshing? This is why we can't. That's why we can't grow as a people.
As a people.
That's why we can't grow as a people, because now I'm waiting on you to share the show so we can actively start. And you over here just scrolling through IG looking for, through Facebook looking for randomness.
All right, let me keep. Oh, there you go. Finally, it popped up.
If you followed the show.
I do.
Then it would pop up in your notifications. AGG went live.
Normally it does, but it ain't there today. But I got it now. Here we go. Sharing. Meta business.
Oh, shit. While Nate's trying to share the show, I guess we'll throw the theme song in right here.
Let's go.
Oh, well, shit, theme song here. What's good, boy?
I should probably turn this down. Good to see you, man. I ain't see you in a month of Sundays, as they say.
It's been a minute. It is definitely like, shit, what was the last time we hung out? It has been a minute.
Yeah, you left me hanging the other night. I was there dolo.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, appreciate it. Could save my $2.50 on that bullshit.
You could have. But last time we had a show, you shared your gummies with me. I was like, you know what?
Salute.
I'm going to pay this nigga in dividends. He going to get his own bag, though.
Appreciate it.
So if you don't open your bag, that's on you. You can't have none of these.
I'm going to work through these.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, man, all good. Everything good. How you? How you feeling?
Man, I'm good, man. This weekend, dope as shit, I posted on my stories, my IG stories. So last week, my job had me in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And so I stayed in Dallas Friday. And then Saturday, got up and went to Waxahachie because my nephew plays at Southwest Assemblies of God University.
SAGU.
SWAGU.
SWAGU. SWAGU.
No, I guess it is SAGU. It's SAGU.
Yeah, SAGU.
Yeah. So I go to his game.
I look lighter. I look light.
Yeah, you are light. I go to his game, so they haven't decided if they're going to redshirt him this year or not.
Okay.
So he hit me up. He said, I may not dress out. Then he hit me. He said, I am dressing out. So I was like, bet. So I get to the game. he's on the bench most of the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's not starting, of course. Possibly red shirted, so he's just on the bench. But his team is up. They're up like 41-6.
Yo.
And so the coach puts him in.
Okay.
And I was there to witness his first
tackle.
Official.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, like he put a hit on.
He laid the wood.
So he got in. First play didn't come his way.
Okay.
Second play came his way.
Where he at? Safety? It looked like he was from safety.
Yeah, safety.
Okay.
So second play was what I posted.
Okay.
Third play, open field tackle.
Oh, okay.
It was him.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, okay. I didn't post that one. So I think my sister may have posted it, but I ain't posted. And I don't even know what made me. I ain't the type to record.
Yeah.
I ain't never that type, right? Like,
okay.
I'm in the moment. I'm not going to record the moment. But I pulled up my phone, and I was like, you know what? Just in case something happened. And boom. Back-to-back tackles. I was like, yo, I'm here for the shit.
That's what's up.
I am here for the shit. So,
what's up? Shout out to the nephew.
That ended up making my Saturday, like, just on 10. I went to, I had vegan food on Friday at a place in Dallas called Casa del Veggio or something like that. So, it's a black-owned.
Vegan food?
Black-owned Mexican vegan restaurant.
Okay.
They did like quesadillas, birria tacos, or birria tacos if you black and don't know how to say birria.
Oh,
birria?
Okay.
Yeah, I've been saying birria all my life, but B-I-R-R is birria, or yeah, birria.
What is that? Like, what's a taco versus a birria taco?
The way it's cooked.
Okay, what do they do?
Tacos are the ones that you dip in the sauce. They're the ones that, like, they stuff it with the meat and the cheese, and then they cook the taco with the meat and the cheese in it, and you end up dipping it in the...
A quesadilla?
Nah, nigga, it's not that kind of sauce. It's like a liquid sauce.
We're gonna get
one day. Anyway.
I don't know about that.
It was good. Dude, I don't do vegan food, and this spot was dope. Like, it was...
Yeah, vegan food ain't what it used to be. Vegan food is proper.
This spot was good.
Yeah.
So far, I did Slutty Vegan in Atlanta.
Okay.
And I did not like that.
Been to Green here?
You know what? I've been to Green here.
You didn't like it?
I fucked up and got the chicken fried steak.
That shit was good.
That shit was trash.
I've had a couple meals at Green.
I got the lasagna
with it.
When Green would do the lasagna.
They'll
do it once a week.
I've had the chorizo tacos.
I've had the fake chorizo tacos.
Yeah.
And those were decent. Here's why I didn't like the chorizo tacos. They weren't greasy enough.
They weren't greasy. If I'm going for chorizo, I want the grease.
Right,
yeah.
I want the grease.
I want the dark maroon.
I want the shit that's going to fuck up my
stomach. Yeah, man. Yeah.
But I did Green a couple of times, but like the breakfast at Green was cool. It was the food at Green I didn't like. One of the young ladies I know, Chris, had me go to, what did she send me to? Project Pollo. And so I went to Project Pollo.
It's one right by my house. I have yet to try it.
The first time I went, it was trash.
I had the truck. Okay, I take that back. I had it off the truck. I haven't had it off the restaurant.
The first time I went, it was trash.
Okay.
The second time I went, I got the, what was the shit called? The Nashville Hot.
Okay.
And that was better.
Okay.
But no, I be missing on vegan food, dude. Every time I try vegan, it be like suspect.
Yeah, I had Project Pollo's truck downtown one day, and it was pretty good. It was pretty good. It's a restaurant right by my house. I've yet to try it. But speaking of tacos, bro, we hit the taco truck the other night. Did some damage, nigga.
What's some damage? How many plates?
It was $60.
Oh shit! For $60, y'all got it. Did y'all get beans and anything else?
No, just mini tacos. Over and over and over and over again. Even Lil Mama was eating.
That's five plates.
She was like, hey, can I have some more?
Yeah, that's five plates.
And she don't eat.
Wait.
But she was eating them.
It ain't five plates.
No, that's like, it was like six or seven.
Yeah,
at
that's
least.
Like seven plates. Because they $8 a plate.
$8 a piece,
yeah. So it's 60. God damn.
Yeah, we was, bro. They
yeah,
just,
y'all was $40 to get you five plates. At that
here's
point,
what I've learned. You should probably not go to a place like the taco truck. after you've had a gummy or two.
Oh, so that was your fault. Yeah, that was your fault. Yeah, because the tacos are good.
And I was just going.
Yeah.
I was literally just throwing them in my and throw me that taco. I was tearing them tacos up, boy. So shout out to El Regio. Hey, if you're not in the know, you need to get in the know.
What's up, Val? What's up?
Who's that? Shout out to everybody on the feed. Man, I ain't been here in a minute. I forgot how to do this.
Yeah, it ain't just talk. Put your mouth on the mic and figure it out.
That's what you told her.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So what we doing? Where we at? What we doing?
Oh shit.
Where we going?
Let's start here. Let's start with the shits. Kanye West. We talked Kanye last week on the show because it was right after he wore
the White Lives Matter.
The White Lives Matter shit. And so Mecca was here last week, and we talked Kanye last week about that. And so did you see the Tucker Carlson interview at all?
I saw clips. I saw some clips.
Mm-hmm. I saw one clip. I was told that there was some anti-Semitic.
That he edited out.
Rants in there that he had that
Tucker's team, yeah, they all took it out.
Pulled. I was told that he did another interview where they either canceled the whole interview or just pulled parts, and then somehow he ended up on Drink Champs.
He was supposed to go on the shop. Or he went on the shop.
Right.
And he got to talking that crazy shit. And they said, nah, we ain't going to be a part of this.
And so.
And then he was on Drink Champs.
Gets on Drink Champs and just starts. I mean, he starts saying stuff. Like, he, one of the things he said was that George Floyd was killed by fentanyl and not killed by a knee in his back. He went on this rant about all of these entertainers saying he wilding, but where were they at when his kids were kidnapped? He said that if something about Meek Mill and Puffy and he named somebody else, I think, rappers who be talking all this gang shit. Why don't they pull up on him right now?
Yeah, because Puff talks gang shit.
Puff has never talked gang shit. Well, has Puff ever talked gang shit?
No.
Let me think.
He's talked tough guy Puff shit. Okay. He never talked gang
shit.
Yeah, he
talked gang shit, right. Yeah. He talked tough guy Puff shit. Yeah. So he goes on these rants, and I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm twofold, because part of me don't want to get this nigga anytime.
Which is why I haven't watched anything. I haven't watched any of it.
Yeah.
If a snippet didn't find me, I ain't went to look for nothing.
And that's where I'm at too. Like,
yeah.
Here's the question I have. I said that Tory Lanez wasn't coming back from this when he shot Meg. I said that.
Okay.
Tory Lanez ain't coming back from this.
Okay.
And Tory Lanez has seemingly come back from this. Has Kanye gone too far that he can't come back?
Well, first, I don't know that Tory Lane was ever out of here.
I think initially he was out of here. I think in the moment.
In the moment,
Tory Lane was out of here.
But yeah, that moment was a moment. It didn't last very long because he quickly, much to our chagrin, was like, why are his lawyers even letting him talk? He went on attack. He went on defense, attack, however you want to call it.
Right.
And that kind of killed the. It kind of made it at least made people say, well, no, it might be more of this shit than we thought. That said.
And then he dropped the fire ass out.
And then he came with some product.
That album was fire.
But, bro, when it comes to Kanye, I have two trains of thought. First thought is fuck Kanye.
Okay.
Fuck Kanye, fuck Kanye, fuck Kanye. The second thought is.
Don't lose your second train of thought. After the White Lives Matter situation. Sure. I called my son's mother. And I said, hey, let's have a conversation. Because my son has a pair of Yeezy slides.
Okay.
And I said, hey, let's have a conversation. I said, I've always said, like, I won't tell you how to parent. in your house, right? And I won't tell you how to spend your money.
Same thing.
In your house. Yeah. Like, in your house, I can't tell you what to spend your money on.
Yeah.
But I can tell you how I feel about things. And so at the moment of the White Lives Matter shirt, we had a talk. I said, I really don't want my son rocking none of that Kanye shit. And she said, I agree. And I said, okay, as long as we're on the same page. Because I don't know if my son is smart enough to say, yeah, I'm not rocking with Kanye. Now, he's not. My son is not all the way a hype beast, but he kind of a hype beast, right?
But isn't the damage, like, the item is already purchased?
That, the shoes are purchased.
Okay.
It's the future purchases.
Right, just they, nothing going forward.
Yeah,
don't
spend no more money going forward. Like he already got the shoes. Yeah. I'm not for burning shit or throwing shit away.
Yeah.
Like, nah, but the future purchases, like, I don't know that my son is in the headspace to be like, oh, we shouldn't fuck with Kanye.
Yeah.
He's more in the headspace of, oh, this is dope and everybody wants it, so I want it too.
Yeah.
So to your thing, one, yeah, I'm like this. Like, I don't know the last time Kanye got any of my money.
Yeah, okay. I don't think he's ever. I mean, I guess me streaming, the last time I can officially say Kanye has got some of my money, and I've yet to play this, we have the, what is it, the 5-record set of Donda.
Really?
Yep. It was on sale at Target.
Okay.
It's five records. They stretched 30 songs over 5 records. Just put like 2 or 3 on each. Yeah, just marketing or whatever, just for looks.
You know, I've never heard Donda.
You've never heard? Yes, you have. No, we talked about it in chat. Because when we talked about that in the group chat.
Never heard Donda. I think the last Kanye. Wait, did Donda come after?
Donda was
the gospel album?
Yeah, with the extra 3 Stack Stone that was left off.
Never heard it.
Okay. Yeah, Donda as a project was dope.
Never. I mean, let me say this. Never heard it all the way through.
And who's that?
Like 2 songs.
DaBaby had a fucking flame verse on there. Yeah, Donda as a project was dope.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thing two.
I really think dude is not well. I really feel like there's some imbalance. Something is there. But since we don't know that, I revert back to thing one. Is just until we find factual, medical, psychological, whatever proof that he's suffering, and have some grace for people who are suffering from mental health lapses and all that. Until I know that, then I revert to thing one, which is fuck Kanye.
Let's go down this rabbit hole. How much grace do we have to give to people who are suffering from mental health? Like,
that's the question as well.
Realistically, like, my neighbor's way up and down, she got a card from True Mental Health or whoever they are. And my
guard show the police.
She told me that. She said I can show the police this card.
They can't fuck with me.
They can't arrest me. They got a call.
Called a psych ward.
Yeah. But if my neighbor come over here, even though I know she has mental issues, if my neighbor come over here popping that shit, she gonna get hit in the head with a shovel. Like, and let me be clear, because I'm not advocating for violence against women at all. But I hit that bitch in the head with a shovel. Just saying, like shit.
The views expressed on this show are merely for satire, merely for entertainment. They do not reflect all members of the Horribly Good Guys podcast.
I'm not talking about like a long handle shovel. I mean like just a small.
Pause. Speaking of all members of the Horribly Good Guys podcast, I put this on Facebook. I want to give them a shout out here. Shout out to Face, man. We fucks with Face. We give Face a hard time. But Face is out here shaping the minds of our youth. Me and you can't do that shit.
Where do I go with this?
What? Can you teach, Paul? Can you be a teacher?
I have.
So what, a substitute?
No, I've taught.
You were a legit teacher.
No, I taught kids.
In a school setting. That's the difference. Can you be a teacher in a school setting?
Middle school age kids. I taught
Which is the most awkward ass kids in the world.
Middle school age kids every Wednesday. Bible study. I had middle school age
for the summer.
I had middle school age boys. That was the class that I had.
Yeah, VBS.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That ain't a school setting.
No, it's not.
Okay. So shout out to the homie Face.
But you said
for actually being
you said members of HGG though.
Yes.
What?
The views expressed.
What?
Are merely for satire.
Face just dipped on us. Face was like, yo, hey, I'm going to be back next week. And just disappear. Face ghosted the podcast, my nigga. Oh, you know what's crazy? Like, have you ever been ghosted?
Somebody said my mic is tripping. Is this the wonky one?
No, that's the best mic. Shit.
Val said my mic tripping. Maybe it's just me fucking with it. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right, well then.
Face just ghosted us, dog.
Okay, well, still, shout out to Face for
Face
stepping
the
up.
Homie,
we need more black men in schools.
I agree.
So, shout out to Face for stepping in and doing that.
For real, I'm just talking
like
shit.
Like I said, I can't do it. Leave your kids with me. I don't know what to tell you. Pray for us all.
Yeah. I had a conversation with somebody recently about here's why I can't teach. Because it's built in me that if you punch me, I'm hitting back.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's not just with physical punches, right?
Yeah, verbally, like, whatever.
If you say something off the cuff.
Yeah. If you or your girl.
If you or your girl say something sideways, I'm gonna be like, your mama a hoe. And then, what, dog? For those of y'all who's wondering what the inside joke is, I don't mind sharing. Nate and I had a conversation the other day about me. Nate and I had a conversation about me. And
it seems to be a recurring theme.
Y'all can help us with this. I'm going to leave a comment open for this part of the conversation. If Nate is my... Do I want to use you? I don't want to use you.
Anybody, no matter.
Okay, if
just homeboy A.
If my homeboy A, me and homeboy A always cracking jokes, always going back and forth. And his girl then gets comfortable and she thinks she can also crack jokes. Do I have to take it easy on her? That's the question. Do I have to take it easy on my homeboy's girl if she jumps into the joke fight? Nate says
I've always said yes.
Nate says,
and not even from a personal space. Before I was even a factor.
Yes,
I've always said no, Paul. Let him make it.
I, on the other hand, say if you come over here, you over here.
You know they shooting over there,
right?
As your mommy said, you know they be shooting over there, so don't go over there.
If Mike Tyson is swinging. He just swinging, and you know he's swinging, and you walk, into where the punch is, or you might get hit. So I'm gonna ask y'all.
Val said, "Nope, can't stay in the heat. Stay out the kitchen." All right, I agree. I also am hoping you will show a little grace. Just to not make things weird between us and our homeboys and their gals and so forth.
It's never me though, and that's the problem.
It's never you.
It's never me. Like I'll be joking with my homeboy, and then his gal will jump in, thinking she'll either think that she's defending him, because that happens from time to time too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you can't talk about my man.
Yeah.
That's what happened with old girl.
Yeah.
Old girl was defending her dude.
Yeah.
And when I talked about her wig, y'all was like, Paul. I'm like, wait, is her wig off limits? when did her wig become off limits?
Y'all, being friends with Paul, you know, we both have our things we have to put up with in this friendship.
Don't put your mouth close to the mic, Nate.
Oh, okay. Sorry. That's what's fucking it up.
We both have our things. What?
I don't know. she threw me off with that comment. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, just you know, you don't have to worry about getting a fight breaking out.
Oh,
it wasn't. Yeah, you don't have to worry about a fight breaking out or being in any sort of real danger as it, you know, as it pertains to me and the shit that comes with being my friend. There's a certain level of danger that comes with being your friend.
Wait, is there?
What we're talking about right now,
uh-huh.
That can go left real quick.
Okay.
And other shit that we can't talk about.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you walk in, you gotta kind of survey the room.
Okay. No, no.
That's all I'm gonna say.
You're right. Enough said.
Back to Kanye. So yeah, I stand on fuck Kanye. I'm not. I don't have any more of an appetite for. If he dropped an album today, it would be difficult for me to really listen to it.
Yeah, I'm not in the space anymore where in music where Kanye moves the needle for me
mm-hmm.
at all. Like some of the shit that he does, I'm like, yo, this nigga be wilding for the sake of wilding, and I don't want to participate in the bullshit.
Yeah.
So, I'm with you. I didn't run to the interview on Drink Champs.
No. I heard Nori said he took it down, or they edited most of it out after the fact.
After the fact, right. Yeah. But I don't know. Well, first of all, I don't watch Drink Champs anyway.
Mm.
I like the concept. I think Nori is a horrible interviewer.
Which makes it, yeah.
Which to me doesn't make it. Like it. Did you watch the Drink Champs with?
I was just listening to the one with Neo.
Did you watch the good one with Goody Mob?
No.
Yeah, like he talked to Goody Mob for like the first, and I don't want to exaggerate. Like the first half of the interview, though, he's talking to Goody Mob about Outkast shit.
Oh wow.
Yeah, like about. He kept asking him Outkast questions, and I'm like, if you don't know that Goody Mob is not Outkast and Dungeon Family is not, like, if you don't know who you're interviewing, now you just look like an idiot up here asking questions to niggas. Like, that interview irked me for real. I was like, damn, I want to see a good Goody Mob interview, and all I'm getting is Nori not knowing who the fuck he talking to.
Damn.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway,
enough on Kanye.
Let's talk about this.
Fuck Kanye.
Let me pull up the article because this was kind of crazy but dope in the same vein. Here it is. Here, a video went viral on TikTok. The website is called We Have Kids. If y'all want to look up stories,
We Have Kids.
WeHaveKids.com.
Okay,
is a website that. Talks about kid shit. Mom instructs white kid to find big black guy if they are lost. That's the headline. Mom tells white kid to find big black guy if you get lost. And it goes on to say there's a TikTok where a mom told her child that if he ever gets lost
mm-hmm.
to look for a big black guy. And walk up to him and tell him, I'm lost. Her thinking for that is 77% of child predators are not black.
Yeah.
77% of child predators are not black, meaning 23%.
Yes, a very small percent of child predators end up being black.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that racist?
I mean, it could be racist or biased or stereotyping or whatever, but it's one of those stereotypes where all Asians are smart and good at math. You could say worse. You could have got the worst stereotype.
Facts.
So I'm not. This is a white lady who recognizes the shortcomings of her own race. I'm not. Yeah, it's weird as fuck. Is
I looked at it and thought, even this plays into a certain level.
That man don't want your kids.
Right, but see, that's, even this plays into a certain level of problem, because basically what you're saying is, like, it plays into the idea that black men don't want no trouble, right?
Yeah.
So if I see, if a white kid comes up to me and says, "Hey, mister,
dead giveaway."
What's your boy? Charles Ramsey said, when that white girl ran up and hugged me, that was a dead giveaway that something was wrong. I wonder where Charles Ramsey is now. Man. He got a lifetime supply of McDonald's, didn't he? Remember who Charles Ramsey is?
So he's probably dead now.
Right. Charles Ramsey.
Gorged out. On the news. Yeah. That little blonde-haired white girl come running in my arms. I knew something was wrong.
But it plays into the idea, you know, black. If a kid ran up to me and was like, "Hey, sir, I'm lost," I'm like, "Yo, somebody help us."
Yeah.
Because I don't want no trouble.
Yeah,
I don't want no trouble.
I'll stand here with you, kid. Stand over there.
Yeah.
I'll make sure no harm come to you.
Yeah, like, I got you, but stay away from
stay
me.
Stay over there, yeah.
Because this could end. If your mother has called and reported you missing.
Yes.
I could end up dead.
Yes.
Because when the cops see little Timmy in the blue shirt standing next to the dude with the lion on his shirt, side note, we both got on different lines.
Yes, yes. I wasn't going to point that out to the people.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, he has on that shirt. Anyway, yeah, but if it's one of those things, like if a kid runs to me and be like, "Hey, I'm lost," and his mom's already reported to the police, now police looking for Tommy in a blue shirt.
Well.
I'm holding Tommy's hand trying to get him to the police. I'm dead.
I mean, it's obviously without concern for black man X should this situation ever occur. But it's at its core, at its intent, at its intent, I can see it's well intended. It seems to mean well. It's teaching your child that black people aren't bad. You can find a black man and feel safe. I don't ever see the wrong in that.
Be 100% clear. If a white kid run up to me and be like, "Hey, mister, I'm lost," I'm going to kick that kid down and run. It ain't my kid. Ain't my problem. Fuck that kid.
That far. Not my kid. Not my
ain't
problem.
My kid ain't my problem. Kick that kid down and run now.
Like I said, she obviously wasn't thinking about the other side of that the man, if this situation should ever occur, might have to deal with. But at its intent, I commend her for, because she could be teaching them otherwise. Say, if you see a black person scream bloody murder.
True.
Yeah, she could be teaching them that.
I know, at the core.
I wonder why she said, "Don't," not a black woman, though. I wonder what's, or a black person. Why specifically a big black man? I wonder that. I would love to ask her that.
Now, that is a valid question.
Why not just a black person? She think black women ain't shit?
Damn, you gonna do that? You gonna just shit on that lady name?
No, I want to know. I'm like, I would really want to know her reasoning behind specifying a big black man.
Do you think black women ain't shit? Let's delve into that.
Okay. Absolutely not.
I'm just checking. trying to see where you're going with this.
And then God put on this earth.
Better?
Better than a black woman.
Okay.
And no shade to those who like they, you know, whatever your flavor is. Hey, eat out.
Oh, eat out?
Eat your flavor. I like chocolate.
Okay.
Well, look. Butter pecan in there too.
Oh shit, hold on, before we get out of here, I'm at this work event for a week, right? And one of my coworkers is
I'm trying to see the good part of it, man.
One of my
coworkers
is Cuban American.
He's okay.
Of Cuban descent. So we at this event, and it's all
white Cuban, black Cuban.
White Cuban.
Okay.
He looks Mexican.
Okay.
White Mexican, black Mexican, right? He looks Latino. We at this event, and you know, it's free liquor. So niggas over here drinking and shit.
Okay.
And we start talking Carmelo Anthony, as a matter of fact. That was a topic of conversation.
He Dominican. He's Dominican. Black and Dominican.
Well, no, the dude.
Okay.
My coworker.
Yeah.
Was talking Carmelo Anthony and said, he was talking Carmelo Anthony's been overrated. That was the conversation, right? Hmm. And then he says, that nigga needs to retire.
Cuban, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay. And then a few minutes later, we talking something else. And he was like, yeah, that nigga this, that. And I'm like, wait. So a few minutes later, we talking about something else. And he was like, yeah, that nigga this. And my coworker, black coworker, goes, hey, let me holler at you real quick. And pulls him in and says, hey, we cool.
Yeah.
But it's white, like we out in the group. It's white people here too, right?
Yeah.
We cool, but no. Watch your N-word.
Yeah. Time and place.
So a few days later, because we were there for like a week. A few days later, we in the spot got a really dope cigar lounge. So we in a cigar lounge, and I'm smoking a cigar, and we talking, and he says something, and then just nigga again, and I'm like, hey, Playboy. Let's talk. I don't care. So let's be clear about this when I say it. I personally don't care. Like, it doesn't bother me any. Disrespect is disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
But in that moment, he apologized and was like, yeah, I shouldn't say it around you. Well, nigga, if you know you shouldn't say it around me, why the fuck you said it around me then?
Twice, three times.
Yeah, why you letting this shit... So then I said, do you know what code switching is? And he was like, nah. I said, let me explain code switching.
You need to learn.
I said, around these... In this corporate setting?
Yeah.
I said, what y'all see of me in this corporate setting?
Yeah.
This ain't even who I am normally. Like, y'all get corporate me.
Yeah.
Like, y'all get... I said this. I said, I own a clothing company that sells t-shirts geared toward black people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even wear those shirts to corporate events. I wore my love shirt because that's kind of subdued.
Yeah.
But I wasn't wearing that goddamn Target shirt.
Target, baby. Yeah.
Shit, all my ingredients shirt. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm telling him this and he goes,
the whites rock with the ingredient shirt though.
Yeah, they do. He was like, oh. And I went, yeah, dog. I said, you got to turn that off. Like, you got
young cat?
Like 30-something, 35, 36.
That's old enough to know.
Right. I'm like, nigga, how do you not know to not say nigga around these white niggas?
Nigga around these white niggas.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. Yeah, that shit was wild. Hey, we going to jump to the other
time
side.
To go?
Yeah, because I want to talk about this other shit on the other side. I want to talk about this 50 Cent shit. I definitely want to talk about this Florida softball coach. And some more Herschel Walker news. But we're going to put that on the other side.
Yeah, fuck him too.
Yeah, fuck him too. Hey, y'all, check it out. Today's episode is going to be our last episode for a while because we are taking a small hiatus. Nate didn't even know this. We're taking a small hiatus, trying to work some stuff out. Got a couple of things in the work, though. We still have... the podcast coming with Brando and Travis. That should be coming soon, and a couple of other podcasts. So make sure y'all follow, like, subscribe to anywhere you find HGG. Follow us on Instagram.
I know, right, Sent? Shit.
What happened?
Sent comment. Oh, it ain't there yet.
No, it ain't pop up. What is it?
Just that.
Oh. Don't worry, we'll be back, Sent. We'll definitely be back. It's just taking a little break to work out some kinks, get some shit in order. But yeah, watch the whole podcast on YouTube.
Okay.
What else I got?
Oh shit! If this is it, I'm going out with a bang.
This ain't it.
And start flaming some motherfuckers.
This ain't it. I'm saying we taking a hiatus.
Let me tell you what I really think about Val.
You gotta watch YouTube for that shit. Hey, y'all. Peace out, bitches. We back.
We back, we back. And side note, if anybody wants to get some Yeezys but don't really want to support Kanye, holler at me.
Oh, you see the group chat?
I got you. Yeah, JB. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, if you need some Yeezys, holler at me. All right, where we going?
Oh, my bad. I had niggas be hitting me up. Hey, when your podcast is over, call me.
Oh. That must mean your separate chat.
Yeah, my separate chat. All right. Like, no, I will not. Hey. All right, so I will. That's my cousin. I don't know. Oh. I forgot what I said. Oh, we back. That's all I said, right?
Yeah, he ain't said shit up. People just in limbo waiting
on us to figure some shit out. Shit, where do you want to start? Let's start with what you were talking about. Let's start there, and then we can do some of this other shit.
All right.
So explain the scenario to me so I can fully understand.
All right, here's the scenario. Man and woman married.
Uh-huh.
Problems arise, whatever reason, they separate.
So they're married.
Married.
Okay.
Brief separation.
Uh-huh.
During the separation, they both out doing their thing. Woman ends up pregnant by another man.
No, you don't end up pregnant. She was fucking.
She slipped and fell on the dick.
Okay, gotcha.
It happens. I heard it happens before. I slipped and fell on some pussy.
I've never slipped and fell on a dick, though.
Nah, I fell on some pussy.
No, but I've never slipped. So how it happened? It ain't never happened to me.
They had the signs out. The signs weren't on the floor. She slipped, fell on the dick, ended up pregnant. They work it out, decide to get back together, decide to take each other fully with the mistakes or whatever happened during there. He says, you know, I accept you and this child. Whatever comes with you, I accept. We back together. 100.
This is more Life Jennings Fantasia, hypothetically, of course.
Is it? Is that was that the premise of the song?
The from her version of the song, she sang.
It's been so long, I can't remember.
Basically, we separated, and I ended up getting pregnant.
Okay.
And I found out after the fact, we separated. Got back together, and in that moment, I got pregnant and found out after the fact that I was pregnant.
But he didn't know it wasn't. But
yeah, he
didn't know okay.
It. Yeah, yeah.
So in this scenario, yeah, dude is fully aware that it's not his child, but he's willing to welcome the baby into, you know, their lives, completely move forward. Down the road, wife dies.
Okay.
Now it's just him and the child.
Right.
Boy, son. Him and his son. And he wants to know, do I reach out to the blood father of this child and let him know? Conversely, do I let this child know that I'm not his blood father? What do I let these people know, or do we just rock on like we've been rocking?
You gotta let the dad know early, in my opinion. Like, the dad has to know early that he's not the dad. That means he's the dad. Like,
okay.
Tell me when you get pregnant that you pregnant, my nigga. Like,
okay.
Like,
right. And he's like, that was the mother didn't. If the mother wanted him to know, she would have told him.
Nah.
I don't feel like that's my place now.
And see, here's where I'm different.
Okay.
Here's where I'm different. If me and my wife separate, and during separation, my wife gets pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm different is. We telling this nigga.
Okay.
Like, this ain't fucking up our... If we've decided to stay together and whatever, like, we've already gotten over the hump, right?
Right.
We
can deal with it.
We are telling this nigga that he has a child.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are ways that this can be handled. We can tell this nigga, hey, you have a kid. We would like you to sign over your parental rights. We would like to adopt the kid and make the kid ours.
Right.
Like, yes. That should have been done early on. But if they just tried to nigga their way through some shit and be like, we just ain't gonna tell this nigga he got a kid, they file. The mama and the husband will file. Like, why are you not telling this nigga? Nigga, how would you feel if somebody just popped up today and said you had a 10-year-old?
Shit. Yeah, that's a real
you know
thing,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you had no idea that a kid existed, you just smashed some chick. You knew she was on a break with her, between her and her husband.
Yeah.
And then one day you find out, oh, her and dude got back together. So you going
you,
on with
you
life.
You good with it, yeah.
And then you find out, oh, shit.
Yeah.
She had a baby.
Yeah.
And it's my baby.
Yeah.
Like, they filed for not telling a nigga in the first place.
Hmm.
Because beyond that,
and then is it state by state to where whoever signs the birth certificate is the father?
No. Certain
state by state, right?
Oh yeah, I guess it's state by state. Yes. Cuz in I don't know if they changed the law in Texas, but it used to be in Texas that the husband was automatically
considered the father, yeah.
Right.
Until proven otherwise.
Right.
Yeah.
I know somebody it happened to. I know it. I know the woman in the situation,
yeah.
But she was married. She got pregnant by a dude and never told her husband that, like, they were separated. Mm-hmm. Kind of similar situation. They were separated. Mm-hmm. But when she had the baby, they put her husband's name on her birth certificate because that was her husband.
And kept it moving.
Like, I don't know if he ever found out that he was not biologically the dad.
Oh, the man did not know.
He did not know.
Oh, so they didn't keep it moving. She kept it moving.
And they weren't together. Like, they separated, but he was still going by the house.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how separation
is. You know how that go. I heard.
Question. Pause. We're going to get back to this. Do I ask you this? I can bleep this out if I need to.
Okay.
What is the longest time post breakup that you kept smashing a chick?
I'm not talking about that. Longest time post breakup.
But y'all kept fucking. Okay.
And you can delete all of that. Or edit. You can edit all of that out.
Okay. Gotcha. Stop it. Okay. No, I got it. I got it. Shit. I got it. God damn it. I got it.
So as part of his letter, yeah, his concern was I don't know if I have any rights in this situation. I love my son. I love my son. And what if he wants to take my son?
He has every right to take the son.
And so that's where his conundrum was.
Yeah, he has every
right. I want to do the right thing. I don't want the right thing to fuck me.
Right. But that to
doing the right thing rarely comes without a cost.
But see, to me, that's why they should have done the right thing in the beginning. If you do the right thing in the beginning, then if in the beginning you say, "Hey, dude, we are coming to you to let you know that Shorty got pregnant when y'all was fucking around. We coming to you as a united front." And as the husband, I might do all the talking. "Hey, me and my wife needed to have a conversation with you. Y'all was kicking it when we were separated. She's now pregnant. Or she just had a baby." Yeah.
Ain't no beef with you.
Yeah.
Ain't no plex.
Beef, ain't no plex. What we would like to do is I would like to adopt him. Like, if you do that up front, now he still may say no, but if I can't speak for no other nigga, but speak for me when I say this. If a husband and wife come to me and say, "Yo, you got my wife pregnant or whatever. We don't want no child support. We don't want nothing from you. We just want the baby."
Mm-hmm. Cause see, it's so many different, sides to this.
But you know what, dude? Like, I'm gonna be honest. I had to think about it first, but honestly, I'd be like, okay, like, no harm, no foul.
Uh-huh.
Now, granted, this is my son, daughter, kid, whatever. But I also have to recognize that I was fucking some man's wife.
And you take what may come with that,
right? And so, like, I may feel a way, but also the right thing is saying, "Hey, y'all are a family unit. I understand. Here's, like, for me, I may be like, the only thing I ask is that if the kid ever wants to know about me, you allow him to know about me."
That's real.
Like, that's if the kid ever wants to know who his dad is, you allow him that opportunity. And then step out of it. Like, I think that's the right thing to do.
But a kid would never, You don't ask that question unless you know that's not your dad.
Well, you may ask that question at some point in life, though, right? Like, you may not
There's
ask
no him, reason to say, hey, are you my dad?
You may not ask that question at 1 through 18.
Okay.
You may not ask that question at, you know, 25.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point in life, you may ask the question. And at that point...
What could trigger that?
Oh, shit, a lot of things.
What could happen in your life that would make you question if Paul is your dad?
Probably something medical.
Okay. And that was, glad you said that. That was my, there may be a point, or just if a point never even comes up, we need to know kind of our medical history.
Did I ever talk about this on the pod? I don't remember. I don't know if I talked about this on the pod or not. My homegirl Stace, fuck. I shouldn't have said her name.
Mm.
Too late.
You got the time?
I don't care. I know a lot of Stasis. Her name is Stacyano.
You gonna keep going.
Stacyano Jones. My homegirl Stace found out. Here's what's crazy. Something happened, and she found out that the dude who raised her all her life was not her biological father.
Mm.
So she started doing some digging, and to make this make sense, Fred was the dude who raised her, right?
Okay.
Fred's best friend was named Mike. Fred was married to Stacey's mom. So Fred and Stacey's mom were married. That's her parents. Mike was the best friend. Mike, at some point, raped his best friend's wife. And she got pregnant.
Wow.
And then Mike disappeared. Completely
so disappeared. So Mike raped the wife and then disappeared.
Completely disappeared.
Oh, okay. I got you. It was
completely disappeared.
You know who gonna find you? Some old man fishing.
Completely disappeared.
Yeah.
So as she started finding this out, she never asked her dad. She found out that she had an uncle and a grandma.
Mm-hmm.
So she went back to where her uncle and grandma lived, introduced herself to her uncle and grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the story was Mike was the type of nigga that was always in trouble.
Okay.
He was always mixed up in some shit. Somebody got a hold to him. And Mike would disappear for weeks at a time. And the last time he disappeared,
he just stayed gone.
And they didn't know where Mike was, but they, as time passed, you just made the assumption that somebody got him. You didn't question who it was.
You just figured he got his shit caught up to him.
Yeah, and they never questioned Stace's dad.
Yeah.
And she never questioned her dad. But that nigga, and this was, Stace found out about this shit and was like she said her dad was like the greatest dude ever.
Yeah.
Like she didn't have no plex with her dad at all.
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My hero.
Yeah. May have killed my mama's rapist.
As he should.
As he should.
Yes.
And raised me as his, like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where, is there some sort of moral conundrum here?
Not at all.
I'm gonna see the issue.
You raped my wife. You gotta die, my nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So some of the responses to the question were, or suggestions was, you gotta reach out to this dude. You gotta let him know. And you know whatever happens if he takes the child, you gotta kind of roll with that. Another suggestion was, introduce him as uncle, and that way he can be a part of the child's life as well.
But ain't that up to the dad, though?
It's up to the dad, ultimately.
It's up to the dad, ultimately, yeah. Right? Like, ultimately, If you pop up, if I'm going to be real clear right now, one of y'all broads pop up and say, I got a kid over the age of one, I'm taking that goddamn baby. Taking it.
Okay, so that's one perspective as the biological father. Ain't it supposed to be all about the kid? What if this kid is nine years old?
What if the kid is nine?
Has a whole nine-year-old life.
Uh-huh.
Family. You know, cousins is like your best friends.
I mean, he can go and visit, but yeah.
He's playing ball. He got his teammates there. He has a good little nine-year-old life. You don't feel no way about snatching that kid out of that?
I'm taking my kid, and if the mama had any life insurance, I'm getting that too. like that money belongs to her.
Those two things don't go together.
No. The mama dead, right? Like, the mama dead.
Yes.
Had an old lying heifer, didn't tell me I had a kid.
She didn't put him on the paper.
She didn't put, but that's still her kid.
No, the paper, it goes to whoever's on the paper. Trust me, I know. My mama died. My stepdad got a brand new Escalade the next week.
Are you serious?
Yes. Like, this is no embellishment at all. A brand new maroon Escalade.
Did he ain't break you off nothing?
Man, my brothers ain't get shit.
I mean.
And for the longest, my mom died when I was 22. I kept thinking, okay, my mama knows I'm young and stupid. She ain't gonna leave me no money now. But it's gonna kick in. It's gonna be some sort of kick in at 30. At 35. At 40. Nope, nothing.
It's coming, dog.
It's gone. That shit.
It's coming. It's coming. Hey, shit. You gotta go to TexasOwesMoney.org or whatever.
Word?
There's a website where you can find out if you owed money through an insurance policy.
Oh, I'll check that out.
Yeah, I'll look it up. I'll find it.
I'm pretty sure it ain't though. Escalade, nigga. Escalade.
On them things though, to hit
him. Yes.
He had them things on that Escalade. I shot.
Yeah, nigga from the east side. You know, he previously had a Cadillac on Trues and Vos.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, your mom was talking with a thug nigga.
Yeah. Thug nigga, yeah. From Lincolnshire.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Grew up on Lincolnshire.
Yeah, yeah. Your mom was talking with a thug nigga for real. Let me find out. Your mom was out here.
A thug nigga who went to school and got a pharmacy degree.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, he had a pharmacy degree, or he just
no. He was a legitimate pharmacist. Legit pharmacist.
I was gonna say my uncle was a legitimate pharmacist. No. He just wasn't a legit pharmacist.
No, legit pharmacist. Yeah, man. So there you go. That's the. I don't think it's cut and dry.
I don't think it's cut and dry, but I think you know, dude. I said
there's
to somebody,
there's no easy answers in this.
I said to somebody the other day. I think that a lot of situations can be handled by true, open communication.
Yeah.
But it has to be done on the front end, right?
As quickly as possible.
Yeah, like, has to be done on the front end. Just off the board, we can get back to the board in a minute. I was talking to a friend of mine recently about marital woes. Mm-hmm. And not a friend that I'm fucking, not a friend that I have anything with, because I know how your brain go. I know how your brain go.
Why you had to give a disclaimer?
Because I know how your brain go. I was talking to a friend recently about just marital woes.
Uh-huh.
And the conversation was her having a full-on discussion with her husband uh-huh. about them having an open relationship, right? Like, she's like, yo, like, I want this nigga to get a girlfriend. But this nigga fall in love quick.
Okay.
And so my issue with him getting a girlfriend is explaining to him, you can get a girlfriend, but you can't fall in love. Because that's what...
Oh, within the marriage, he can get a girlfriend.
Yeah, she like, go okay. get you a girlfriend.
Okay.
But you can't fall in love with her.
Come home.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, go out and do what you do.
And come home. Take care of home.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And so, we were talking about that, and I said, why not have the conversation with him? And she said, he does not know how to have honest conversation.
Mm.
She said, I told him, she was like, I told him time and time again, like, let's talk about, you know, what it is we're doing. And I gave him the out. If you want to.
He think it's a trick. Right. It's a setup.
He think it's a setup.
He trying to set me up.
I had a couple of homeboys. Nothing. I've dealt with some homeboys whose wife gave them the out,
mm-hmm.
and they was like, mm-mm, I don't trust it. I don't trust it.
Bitch trying to set me up.
But the problem is, like, you got to have the open and honest conversation on the front end, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you have it on the front end, then somebody once
said to me. You save yourself a lot of heartache, anguish, all that, yeah.
Somebody once said to me.
Miscommunication, all that.
Up front is a reason. On the back is an excuse. And what they were talking about was promoter shit, but I think that applies into a lot of space. If we had a conversation up front, mm-hmm. then you see why I'm responding the way I'm responding because we had the conversation up
yeah.
front. If we have it on the back end after the shit that hit the fan,
yeah.
now I sound like I'm making an excuse
That's true.
For the shit. When so in this situation with the dude, like if they would have just talked to, if you decided to keep your wife and the baby, you should have just told this nigga he had a baby floating around. So. Just to put it out there.
Yeah.
Even if then he would have been like, well, I want to be a part of my kid's life. All right, nigga.
Yeah.
Let me hit you with this child support.
Yeah. I mean, think it over.
Yeah.
yeah see yeah. these numbers.
Like, right. Like what we're saying is we'll take the kid free and clear.
Mm-hmm.
You sign this paperwork, we're going to take the kid free and clear. Everybody's solid. If you want to keep part of the kid, it's going to cost you. So, you know, you could do what you want to do, but tell this nigga up front. And then, I don't know, none of these people involved.
Yeah.
What I do know is the way the numbers play out. And the way the numbers play out is, if this nigga ain't on, first of all, let's be clear. I'm speaking from experience. Niggas that be fucking married chicks don't want to get them chicks pregnant. Just saying.
I mean,
niggas that be fucking married chicks don't want to take that baby home.
I want to go home.
you ever get nervous like chicks say, I'm late? And you be like, shit. No, you ain't. It's 8:30. You still got time.
Late for what?
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Hey, thoughts and prayers to all involved.
Thoughts and prayers, man. Thoughts and prayers.
That's tough. That's tough for real. That's tough.
So let's talk about this story. We can skip the 50 Cent story because that was part of the same process. Like just kid wanting to know his dad. I don't know if you've seen like 50 Cent's son is now reaching out trying to get to know his dad after doing some fuck shit.
Let's talk about it.
Okay. For those of y'all who don't know, 50 Cent has a son who's, I think, like 25, 26.
Yeah.
And they've had a very tumultuous relationship.
50 Cent, who's supporting that 25, 26-year-old son financially.
Has been.
Yeah.
Right. And they have a very tumultuous relationship. At some point, his son started to associate with some niggas that don't rock with 50 at all.
Oh, I didn't know that part
of
it.
Yeah. At some point, his son started fucking with... allegedly, the niggas from the camp that shot 50.
Okay.
Like, he was fucking with niggas who don't fuck with 50 for real. Not, like, on some rap beef, but he was actually fucking with niggas who really don't fuck with 50.
So this is some, what was the gangster movie from back in the day? Where he took the son in, OG Bobby Johnson.
Ghost Dad.
No. Ghost Dad. Starring Bill Cosby, right?
Yeah, Ghost Dad. Yeah.
What was the name of the movie? OG Bobby Johnson. Where he went to jail.
Oh.
Dude took in his kid and then tried to turn his kid against him.
Thor.
No, not Ragnarok either. Fuck it, Paul. Hey, shit. I didn't know that aspect of it.
Yeah.
But, so here's my question about that. Is it ever, under any circumstances, is it ever okay to just say, man, fuck that kid? I can't do shit else for that kid. I ain't got nothing else for him.
Not if it's your son. Now, it's under no circumstances. Now, you may have to handle them differently if they're your son, mm-hmm. right? Like, I mean, if your son continues to fuck up, you may have to handle him differently. But in my opinion, you can't never just throw him to the wolves. Like, I question, why was his son even able to get close to the niggas that don't fuck with 50, right? Like, how much of this was put into his head by his mom?
I won't say. They had a falling out. I remember 50 and the mom had a big falling out.
Right.
So, yeah.
And so,
I remember that.
My question then becomes, if my son and his mother be on some fuck shit, how much of that is really generated by her? And as most boys are with their mama, like, I ride for my mama.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if my mama's wrong, I ride for my mama, right? And so,
there's a great quote from The Wire that would pertain to this, but you didn't watch The Wire.
So. If my dad is, he's 25, the kid's 25, 26.
Mm-hmm.
50 Cent been hot.
20 years now?
For about 20 years, right? Alexa, what year did the movie 8 Mile come out?
Two thousand two.
So that's 20 years, right?
Well, 8 Mile is about 50, but okay.
Huh?
8 Mile is not about 50.
8 Mile, Wangsta, was the title track from 8 Mile.
It was.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, don't play me.
Okay.
Don't play me.
Historian.
This hip hop shit
go ahead, hip hop historian.
Wangsta was in 8 Mile.
Okay.
So that's when 50 blew up 20 okay. years ago. Okay. So this kid would have been 6. So, at whatever point they fell out, it's like, and what I'm getting to, you and your mom are battling with one of the biggest rap stars in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so you choose your mom's side because that's your mama. But this nigga is petty. This nigga is vindictive. This nigga is like coming at your mama.
Yeah.
So you ride with your mama.
Yeah.
Some of this may be on her as much as it is on 50. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of this may be, she may have poisoned the well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I started there. That was my starting
and so,
thought
yeah.
about it.
So, for me, I'm like.
But given all that, at this, he's a quote-unquote grown, legal-age man, grown man. What can you do for a grown man at that point?
You know what you do for a grown man? You sit him down for a conversation. Like, I think what the kid is saying, what I'm seeing the kid saying is, I just want to have a conversation with my dad. Like,
right. Okay. He said, yeah, that I trade all that just to be with my dad or whatever. Okay. However he said it, yeah.
But it shouldn't be public.
It shouldn't be public.
Okay, let's talk.
Yeah.
Let's meet. Let's talk. Let's have a conversation. Once the conversation, like, what do you want? And, okay, let's figure it out. Like, I would always give my son the access. And I'm not saying access to the money. I'm not saying access to a
conversation.
Right. Access to a conversation.
Yeah.
And access to a... This is fucked up. I'm saying this and I don't even fuck with my dad. But I would give my son access to a conversation and access to a relationship. But I wouldn't give my dad access to shit. Now, that's neither here nor there. Yeah. Shout out to Paul, wherever you at. Tell that nigga to stop calling me.
Blocked.
No, nigga, that nigga got around the block.
You know what I'm saying? He can call you
Yeah.
Whatever.
That nigga got around the block. I had to go to that nigga house. Hey, nigga. Hey, stop. Hey, I told you. I didn't tell you this. Like, I got a key to my parents' house, but I stopped using it. Because I'm like, if I ain't talking to the man in the house, I probably shouldn't just walk in.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
Nah.
That's... That'd be petty as fuck.
That's disrespectful as hell.
Just walk around
your house. Yeah. Hey, y'all, I'm here. Like, no, man, I ain't going to do that. So I legit, I don't even know what the key is anymore. The 50 shit, like, I only really wanted to talk about it from the aspect of parenting. Like, dude, as a dad, I don't know that, as a dad, I would always give my kids access to me. Now, that doesn't mean that I got to give them money. That doesn't mean I got to give them that I have to act as if their transgressions don't affect me, mm-hmm. but I would still give them access. Like prodigal son type shit. You can always come
home. You can always come home.
You can always come home. Now, that don't mean that home has to be anything, but just come home. Let's talk.
Yeah.
Let's have a conversation. Let's sit down. Let's discuss it. Let's talk about this shit, because this shit was... The only reason I put this up here is because I thought it was some shit. Florida softball coach, shout out to Florida. Florida be doing some shit. Florida be doing some Florida shit. A softball coach in Florida was accused of sexually abusing a student. I'm wrong. It wasn't Florida.
Okay.
Shout out to Florida. She was in Ohio. My bad.
Look at you coming at Florida. It's just training your mind.
It is. Florida woman. Ohio softball coach, sexually abused student. Blah blah blah.
High school, college, what is this?
Blah blah blah. Hold on, let me get to the okay, here. A former mm-hmm. high school softball coach in Ohio
okay.
has pled guilty to sexual battery involving a teen student. She's 31. She was a teacher's aide. She pled guilty to gross sexual imposition. Prosecutor said that she had engaged in sexual conduct with a student multiple times before she was reported. It was discovered she was in a car with the victim and observed. And it went from there. I got a question about that too. Anyway, the big part of the story is authorities had a recording between her and the child where she made multiple incriminating statements and then began begging the child to not report her to authorities.
Okay.
It doesn't give the child's age.
Right.
So I'ma just
they want to leave as many
child details
out.
Question one.
Okay, question one.
If the school
goes dead.
It don't work when you do it. If the school suspects that a teacher is fucking your son, they don't have any proof, but they suspect it.
Okay.
And so they say, well, we need some proof before we do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the school is like, yo, I think Miss Jones is fucking your son. And
I feel like we've talked about so many iterations of this scenario.
Yeah, we've talked about this several times. When do you want to be notified?
Oh, as soon as they know.
As soon as they know facts?
No, as soon as there's a suspicion.
Why?
So that because I, as the parent, would have access to the child to find out facts.
But what if Miss Jones ain't did shit to your kid?
Okay. I'll be able to find that out a lot quicker than you at school will. I can find that out. You know, but hold on. I can find that out in 5 minutes.
But does it now put Miss Jones in a precarious situation?
If you fucking kids, yeah, you got.
No, but what if she ain't fucking kids? She's not fucking kids.
That's what I'm saying. I could find that out in 5 minutes, okay. One way or the other.
So
we could, by the time we lay our heads on this pillow tonight, we'll know one way or the other.
So at the end of, so the school calls you because of a conversation they overheard. A student heard a conversation, ran and told principal. Principal's like, okay, we need to investigate.
Yeah.
Nate's son, I ain't gonna even use your real son, but yeah. Nate's son may be fucking Miss Jones. So now the principal's like, okay, we need to follow up on this. Yeah. You want them to call you immediately. So you go to your son.
They will call me immediately about any other bullshit.
So you go to your son and be like, yo, you fucking Miss Jones? And he says, no.
No, I'm going to my son saying, hey, let me see your phone. That's okay. First thing I'm saying.
Okay.
The what and the why, hold on. Give me your phone. Let me see what's up.
Okay.
I'm saying we can dead this whole suspense in 5 minutes.
You're right though.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. I didn't think about, yeah, let me see your phone.
Yeah, we can dead this in 5 minutes.
No, but Miss Jones be talking to him on Snapchat.
Okay. Why do you have Miss Jones on your Snapchat?
Oh, I got all the teachers.
No, you don't. No, you don't. That can be disproven as well.
Oh, okay. I got several teachers.
Okay. I subscribe to the idea of, how do I phrase this? Measuring a reaction. I believe with my kids, if I say something, I can gauge your reaction.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Because my first thought was just that, like, I mean, I'm not saying I disagree with you.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm getting,
I may not be able to gauge your kids, but I can gauge my son's reaction
to
something.
My thought was, like, I want them to tell me up front too, right? Because if they don't tell me up front, and this teacher keep fucking my kid.
Yeah, now I got to suit against you.
Right, now I got, right. You should have told me up front. So that was the first part of it. The second part, and this
Yeah, we're not the feds. We're not sitting on this building a case.
Right.
The minute we see somebody buy an ounce, we moving. We ain't stacking a case. No, fuck that.
We had this conversation. Because
when the feds come to you, it's way too late. Yeah,
we've had this conversation over in many forms.
Yeah.
But here's the other question now. It's the softball coach.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say
softball chicks be fine.
Some. But let's say it's not the softball coach. Let's say it's just the
science teacher.
Overweight, rough looking, non whatever your ethnicity is, science teacher, right?
Okay.
It's just the you met her in parent teacher conference and thought, man, she stink. Like it was something weird about her. Like she was weird.
So in other words, she bringing a tear to his eye. She's sucking the meat off. She bringing a tear to my son out. Tearing my son out, bitch.
Never mind. All right, let's go. Let's move forward. Yeah, I'm with you. Like, yeah, you fucking a fine ass softball coach. Like, man. Oh, shit. Side note, I can't even give you context on the podcast. Here's what I will tell you. Somebody was like, yo, recently, this happened. I don't give a fuck that I'm going to say it out loud. Somebody was like, yo, Paul is trying to fuck insert name here, right?
Uh-huh.
And my response was, oh, you don't know me. Paul don't try to fuck nobody. I'm either fucking
talk your shit,
or
me.
Not fucking. I have never tried to fuck anybody.
Talk your talk.
If I'm shooting, somebody getting hit. That's all I got.
Talk your shit.
And I ain't even bleeping that out. Fuck it. I don't care who see this, who watch, who got words to say. God damn it. They was like, oh, Paul trying to fuck girl X. No, the fuck I ain't. Shit. Not now, not ever.
If girl X happened to slip and fall on my dick.
I wasn't trying.
I wasn't trying. Shit. I ain't sprinkled no water down there.
Be 100% clear. Paul ain't try. I ain't on the last time I tried to fuck somebody. Tried? What the fuck I look like?
All right, Paul, we got it.
Tried.
Oh, shit. Talk your shit, my nigga. Go
oh,
ahead.
Oh, shit. Oh. Hey, man, shit. Y'all don't give a shit. Hey, let's talk about this, because there was two situations that happened, but one, football player, I think he played for the Rams, Bobby Wagner.
I think he was on the Seahawks for years. I don't know who he played for now.
That's a valid question.
Yeah, I don't know who he played for now.
Yeah, he with the Rams. So,
okay.
Last week, during a football game, right before the game kicked off, a fan ran onto the field holding one of those pink
Yeah, it was a gender reveal.
Is that what it was?
It was a gender reveal. That was the whole purpose of it.
So he runs on the field, pink smoke, running across the field and shit, and as he runs up the sideline, Bobby Wagner, who is a, is he a linebacker?
Safety.
He's safety. Okay. Yeah. Bobby Wagner, who is a safety for the Rams, basically just stepped into him and tackled him.
Yeah.
Like put him, hit him, gave him a full hit in pads, laid him down. Cops ended up picking dude up. Dude was arrested. The protester, who is now identified as Alexander Taylor, has filed a police report against Bobby Wagner, alleging blatant assault.
I don't fault him for trying. I really don't. I ain't mad at you for taking a swing and see you get lucky and get a check out of it.
Mr. Taylor had a headache, concussion without loss of consciousness, burns to his inner right bicep, according to the cops. Burns are unlikely. Oh no, burns, they say, may be due to the pink flare that he carried, but the concussion was due to Wagner's tackle.
Yeah, I think when you athletes always have what's her name, Monica Seles. They can always point to Monica Seles and say, if a fan, quote unquote fan, enters our area, we have the right to defend ourselves. Because if we're passive, we might get stabbed like Monica Seles
but
did.
But here's the question, though.
Remember that?
Yeah, but is that, vaguely, is that defending ourselves if this man is just running? Like, when does it become self-defense and when does it become just a blatant assault? If this man is running towards you holding flares, that might be self-defense. But if he's running up the sideline, is that self-defense at that point? Or you, like, you're not security, you're not the police, you're at work.
Yeah, I work here.
Right, but you work here. You're not security. If a man comes in your job and starts running through with flares,
mm-hmm,
at your job and you tackle him, that's not your job.
What is the difference in me versus a $20 an hour security guard? What's the difference?
Job description. That's his job. His job is security. Your job.
But if there's nothing that says, so I mean, he can sue the security guard.
Right, but then that becomes a security guard. The security guard was doing his job. You're not doing your job. Bobby Wagner wasn't doing his job when he tackled this man.
Yeah, but job descriptions are flimsy. He's not a elected or sworn. He's just given a job. That don't mean shit. He's not a trained peace officer. He's not an elected to serve and protect. He's just a security guard who bought some pee in order to pass the test.
Right, but even
that,
then.
That don't mean.
But even then, that security, like, I remember when I worked at Finish Line, we were told that if somebody runs out the store, our line,
yeah,
of
you stop at the store.
Stops at the store.
Right, he was in the store. He was in the store.
But we don't have security guards. We didn't have a security guard. That was like, I couldn't tackle anybody. I couldn't tackle anybody who ran in the store and tried to steal shoes. If they ran.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't. Yeah, it ain't my shit. Anyway, I don't care.
Still, yeah, I didn't care either.
In fact, hey, grab that 10 on the way out.
Right.
I'll meet you up later.
I don't know.
I'm not mad at him taking a swing, but I don't think it stands any chance.
Honestly, don't either. I just, when I saw the story, I was like, yo, this is wild. But I think, dude, I don't know who this falls on. This fall on NFL, this fall on for slip up in security. But you always going to have a slip up in security, right? Shit, I saw the Eagles Cowboys game yesterday. Somebody ran into the stadium with the Eagles players. Like, somebody got
into the tunnel.
Somebody got into the tunnel,
uh-huh,
and was able to, when the players ran on the field,
he was in there with them?
He was right in the middle of them.
I didn't see that.
Then he got arrested.
Yo.
But But that's a story for your life, right? That's like that's
yeah,
a,
yeah. Hey, you could tell that forever. Yeah.
What am I gonna pay $1,000 fine? Cool. I ran out on the field with the Eagles on this day. There's video footage of it.
Yeah, I think I could be wrong, but I think it's just an accepted. I don't know how much legality or legal backing it has.
Right.
But I think it's a generally accepted idea that if you as fan come on the playing field, yeah, you're gonna get what's coming to you.
Yeah, I think it's an accepted.
Now this may be precedent setting. This may debunk that theory to say, yeah, I understand y'all think like that, but not so much.
Yeah, I mean,
this could be that. But
I think what gets tested is, was Bobby Wagner within his right to stop this fan, or was he overzealous in tackling a man? Because I guess if the people chasing the man are the police, and because if the police are chasing somebody down my street,
you can make a citizen's arrest.
I can trip him. I can stop him. I can tackle him. Right. So
Bobby Wagner didn't have to chase that man down. If you in my area and you're close enough, all I had to do was step out and hit you. You're too close.
Yeah. Facts.
Yeah. Facts. I felt threatened.
I felt threatened.
I felt threatened.
I didn't know what this man was doing.
You're a cop. You understand feeling threatened, right?
Y'all
always claiming that feel threatened shit.
I don't understand the concept of... No, I understand the concept. I think it's stupid. The whole idea of gender reveals, but you just got to go over the top.
Over the top. Motherfuckers have died from that shit.
And what happens if you have a gender reveal, but then your baby later changed their gender? I mean, just saying, like, hey, it's a girl. What if that girl decides that she's now a boy?
She's still a girl at that time.
At what time?
Of birth. For at least 3 years before she can start talking, 2 years, whatever, she's a girl.
No.
So it's still true.
No, she's labeled as a girl.
Okay.
But that doesn't make her a girl. If she says, I was a misgendered at birth.
Oh, you ain't finna get me in trouble.
What? I'm just saying, if she says I was misgendered at birth, then she's misgendered at birth.
Paul, at least I have said, you don't have to answer to what I call you, but I ain't got to call you what you say you call. I don't have to. You don't have to. We both have choices. You can choose to not answer, and I can choose to call you by how I identify you. You don't have to answer to it, but I'm going to call you how I identify you.
Okay.
If you find that to be incorrect, disrespectful, whatever, then you can choose to not answer by it. But I'm going to call you by how I identify you. Ugly, fat, black, light, whatever.
Okay. I mean, I'm not disagreeing, because what I've come to say is...
Some people try to call me Shep, and I ignore... I don't rock with you like that. My name is Nate. We ain't tight like Shep. That. Chick trying to be cute or whatever.
Oh, you know what's funny? Chicks try to call me Gerard.
Trying to be cute. Trying to be different.
When chicks try to call me Gerard, I be like...
You're trying too hard.
Yeah, you're trying too hard.
You're trying too hard.
If it ain't natural, then don't do that.
Yeah, I don't know you that way. You don't know me a shit.
The only people that call me Gerard are mostly family. So when chicks be like, I'm going to call you Gerard. No, you're not. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to call my sister. Call Carrie and ask her if you can call me Gerard. That's where it starts. Oh, shit.
I would love to hear that conversation.
A manager at work event shit, a manager said to me, I'm sitting at the table, code switched as fuck. Like, I ain't fucking with these white people for real, right? Sitting at the table. And a manager says to me, she goes, I just realized you had freckles. And I said, I mean, granted, I only see her once a year, right? And I said, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And she said, did you have them last year? And I said,
I just fucked with her.
No, I did. I said, no, I just added these issues.
Yeah,
I got them with my bonus. And she said, wow, I've never noticed that you had freckles. And I said, yeah. And then she said, granted.
She said they're kind of cute.
No, she said they were cute. and then said, I'm going to call you Freckles. And proceeded to call me Freckles for the rest of the day. Granted, she was wine drunk because at our events, the bar opened at 11.
A.M.?
A.M.
Day drinking.
Yeah. The events from 11 to from 10 to 3.
Yeah.
And so at 11, they opened the bar, and you could go to the bar, and it was free. Open. Yeah. The open bar. So she was like, at the end of the day, she went, "Hey, Freckles, we had a good time." High five. I was like,
that seems really risky to have an open bar at a corporate event. It seems really, really risky.
Did we talk about the first half? Did I tell you about the dude saying nigga?
Yeah. A lot of shit will slip out.
No, dude.
And a lot of asses be grabbed and all that kind of stuff.
So here's the funny part. The beginning of the event. So like we were there for 3 days. I'll say this. I don't give a shit. Two things happened. One thing that happened was one of our managers, one of the managers, like high level manager, had what they call moonshine cherries, where he goes and gets moonshine
and let
the cherries soak in them for a few days, and then just people just be eating the cherries out the moonshine. He just brings those every year. This year, he also bought edibles because he went to Colorado and came back and was sharing edibles.
Yo, y'all hire?
Shit. Nigga. I did not take an edible.
No, I'm not with them, but I'm just saying, shit sounds kind of lit.
Nigga, I wasn't even fucking with them like that. Because you know what? I don't trust white people like that.
Man, yeah, that just seems really problematic. Yeah. Like a lot of liability.
I get high.
It seems highly liable.
And now I'm over here spouting off how the black man is God.
The black man is the original God.
Yeah, and not
the original man.
And then I show up today and I'm fired. For what? Because you kept saying the black man is God with your dick in your hand. Like, oh, I did that.
Second part. I'm with you on that first part. But that second part, we can't have that.
I want to do this story and then we can get
black
out of here.
Black man is the original man.
I do want to talk about this, and then we can get out of here.
That's fun.
I thought this was hilarious.
Hurting.
A Manhattan candidate for Congress has teamed up. Dude's name is Jerry Nadler. He's a political powerhouse, is what they call him. He is. Oh no! I'm sorry. He's running against Jerry Nadler. His name is Mike Itkus. Is running against Jerry Nadler.
7 o'clock, man.
We almost out of here. Yeah, we almost out of here. But I want to talk about this because he decided, hey, I need a hook. I need a gimmick. So he got with Pornhub and released the sex tape
with
him
and
a paid model actress. It's to promote his sex positive approach. And basically, he's hoping that this will help him reach the top or at least get his name out there. He's running for...
He on what ticket?
I think he's a Republican. No, he's a Democrat. Okay. I'm sorry, he's a Democrat. But he's trying to get his name out there to prove that he's more than just talk and willing to bear it all. The candidate filmed and released a sex tape he made with an adult film star in hopes of promoting support to get his, basically, yeah, he's like, look, I'm very sex positive and I want people to know that I'm for the people. So here's my porn tape. Here's my question, dude. I don't give a shit about Mike Itkus. Would you vote for a porn star?
I would not vote because you're a porn star.
Neither. Okay, right.
Yeah, that wouldn't eliminate
right.
you.
Right. Being a porn star would not eliminate you from me voting for you.
No.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say some real, maybe presumptuous, stereotypical stuff. I don't know if that base votes.
Oh, no. See, I won't go there because
I don't know. I'm not saying that they don't. Yeah, I don't.
That's like telling LeBron to shut up and dribble, right? Like, I don't know. Like, you don't know.
No, what, I'm not telling him to. I'm just saying I don't want you to waste your efforts by appealing to a base that may not even care.
Here's a question that I have for you. Here's the only reason.
Yeah, they may not even care.
The space that I saw this at. Do you have, whether now or ever, a favorite porn star?
No, because I can't remember their names.
Really? Okay.
Past, I can't remember their names.
I used to be a Roxy Reynolds fan. Like, I used to love.
See, I know her name. I know the name, but I can't get a face with it.
I used to love Roxy Reynolds. And you know who she looked like to me? She looked like. Can I say this on air? Yeah, I will. I don't care. She looked like.
Oh, that's Roxy Reynolds?
That's who she. No, she looked like.
Looked
that.
Like her. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, a little bit, not completely, but just that's the vibe I got.
Okay.
But you don't have a porn star whose name is like a go-to name. Like, you just be like, oh, that's her.
No. Yeah, I don't know their names.
Okay.
So then the next
part of the question would really be dependent on knowing the name. But let's go any celebrity then. Kelly Rowland.
Okay, what about?
How much would you pay to sleep with Kelly Rowland?
Oh, to sleep?
Hold on. And also to promote your thing. So not only sleep with, but also to promote your thing. So it's twofold. You're going to sleep with Kelly Rowland, but also promote
your... Number recorded for public consumption?
Yeah, and to sleep with Kelly Rowland and promote Black America Clothing Company. Everybody, it's going to be Black America on the... How much
is Kelly Rowland the porn star Kelly Rowland, or is it Kelly Rowland that we know?
No, just porn star.
Oh, probably not much. It's if I've already seen Kelly Rowland in 100 videos, it's no longer a thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
but it's also promoting your business.
It's the image, it's the fantasy.
But it's also promoting your business. This is business promotion.
Yeah, I'm. If she's the great part about seeing a woman naked is that you've never seen her naked before.
Okay.
Once you've seen her naked 100 times, it loses some luster.
So we're going porn star Kelly Rowland.
Yeah, yeah.
How much?
Minimal.
What's minimal?
Or nothing, actually.
Okay, zero.
Yeah, I'm not paying anything to have sex with porn star Kelly Rowland.
Okay. Superstar Kelly Rowland.
Yeah, now we talking.
How much?
And
I'm not even talking joking numbers. Like,
really? Yeah, like whatever I can realistically afford or acquire through donation. Like, I would have no shame in setting up a GoFundMe.
Okay, give me a number.
Hey, whatever the people willing to support.
No. Okay.
10,000.
10?
To have sex with Kelly Rowland? Yes.
10?
Yes.
Shit.
Yes.
Okay. Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say 5, but okay.
I mean, if she'll take the 5, but that's what I'm saying. It's honestly, name your price, Kelly. Okay. And if I can get my weight up.
Side note, no disrespect to her and her marriage, because she's married. So no disrespect to her and her. I don't want this to come out and niggas be like, is she married? Like, no disrespect to her and her marriage.
I don't give a fuck.
No, no disrespect to
you
her.
You don't either.
No, I do. I do not fuck married women who are in happy marriages. What? I'm standing by that. I am standing by that. I do not fuck married women who are in happy marriages.
You know they just be saying that, right? Home be happy as fuck.
And,
they
just be and I ain't tried to fuck nobody ever, so there's
they
that
just
point.
Be saying houses. Ain't right. Home be happy as hell.
I don't know if home be happy. Homie, awkwardly, like.
Dude say that. Dude say how saying, oh, my wife don't do. Man, wife be taking care of business at home.
No. So let me start by saying, I know dudes lie.
Yeah.
I don't know if women lie like
that.
You
don't think so? You don't think women lie about that?
No, I don't think women lie. Like, I think when women, because I think, oh, shit. We got to get out of here, nigga. I think when women cheat, there's an emotional component to it,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And so I think that if a woman is telling you that the house is, that there's a problem in the house.
It's more likely than not.
It's more likely a problem in the house. Now, don't get it twisted. Like, I've messed with chicks who were in either married or in full-on relationships, but not a lot of times, if I was before the dude, then you know, like, they if I existed before the dude, then I generally just assume that is what it is. But once they get to a point of happy and prominence, I get cut off.
So you telling me you've never fucked with a chick? House be happy as fuck.
I'm bleeping that, first of all.
I knew you was.
We out of here.
I knew you was going to go on that.
I ain't got shit else. I don't got shit else. We are out of here. You got anything?
Nah, man. We just be talking shit. None of these is jokes. This is a podcast for entertainment purposes. It's just jokes.
Yeah, they jokes, but some of that shit be hitting real close to home, dog.
I said, a joke ain't funny if you never get real.
Right. I don't got nothing. Shit. Peace up.
JB, we on the way. Get the food ready.
This ain't live.
Oh, man. Yeah, we ain't on no more. Shit.
We ain't live. Shit, I ain't got nothing.
See the people in...
Oh, yeah, we'll be back a couple of weeks. 2 to 3 weeks, I don't know. Five weeks. We'll be back by December, January. We'll be back. Peace out, bitches. Talking up.